Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. Welcome back, 23 After. It's the 20th anniversary of Joanna Brandy's membership in our Brain Trust. In fact, she was a member of our Brain Trust before it was a Brain Trust. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. Joanna, welcome back. Happy anniversary.
Before it was a Brain Trust?
Happy anniversary,
thank you,
baby.
Dear. Thank you, dear. I appreciate that.
No, no.
You called it a Brain Trust.
I did, but not until later. No, the story, I started doing my radio show in November of 97. You came here in January of 98. And somewhere around March or April, I started thinking, you know, I think I'm onto something here with all these smart people. I'm going to build a community. And that was one of the smartest things I ever did, was to build this community and give them a name. And some people don't care, but a lot of people actually like being called, they tell people they're a member of Jim Blasingame's Brain Trust. And so I named it that in somewhere around April of 98. I tested it with some people.
Love it.
And so you're an original founding member.
I love it. I know.
And
I love being a founding member.
We couldn't do without you. We don't want to do without you. We appreciate all the years, the steadfast years that you've joined us to help us with our businesses, and you're just the best.
Oh, you are wonderful. Thank you very much.
I need your website one more time.
No, I'd love to hear all that.
Can I have your website one more time?
Let me give you the other. ReturnOnHappiness.com and PositiveEnergizer.com.
All right. We're talking about the impact of a positive environment on performance. Talk to us about that some
Absolutely.
More.
Well, we mentioned earlier that 30% of a company's financial performance is due to the climate. So when people feel safe in a climate, let's look with what's going on in the world. You know, one of the most important things a leader could do is create safe emotional space. You know, that's a climate which is pretty much ridicule-free. People are free from, you know, having others make fun of them. They're free to express themselves without repercussion.
Mm-hmm.
And of course within reason. But we really need to work in an emotionally safe place, because if we're not in an emotionally safe place at work, we don't take any risks. We don't try new things. We don't stretch outside our comfort zones. And if a business owner wants a company to grow, he or she has to figure out a way to get people to move gently out of their own comfort zones. You know, I like to say, how do we move people from the comfort zone to the stretch zone without ever putting them in the panic zone?
Well, isn't emotional safety, though, that's not quite at the level of a positive environment. I mean, it's
no, but that's one thing that contributes.
It's the foundation. It is the foundation,
safety,
though, isn't it?
It's a foundation. Respect is a foundation. Celebration is a foundation. The ability to celebrate someone's successes and the ability to give them recognition and give mm-hmm. them appreciation. These are all foundations to cultivating positive emotion.
And a lot of people have a hard time with this because everyone's not perfect besides you and me. And when they mess up, a lot of managers don't know how to maintain a positive behavior when people mess up, when all they've really got to do is learn how to say, okay, you messed up. What did we learn?
Yeah, because our background, if you look at it, is pretty much blame and shame. So, and in the context of blame and shame, people go into a negative mode themselves, and
mm-hmm.
that shuts down part of the brain. So,
mm-hmm.
of course, we can't even process what did we learn.
Right.
So it has to be handled in the context of you're really strong, Jim. We know where you're strong. You know, if I'm constantly telling you what you're doing right and then you mess up, are you willing to hear more about it than if I'm constantly telling you you're doing
mm-hmm.
something wrong? I mean, you're more open to feedback when you feel full up with
And to me, positiveness, having a positive environment is not the same thing as trying to make everybody happy, right?
That's
taught us
exactly right.
You've taught us that over the years. And it's to me, being positive means, okay, I'm going to try this. The boss has given me this responsibility and this authority. I'm going to give it my best shot. This isn't something I know exactly how to do, or I'm out of my league here a little bit. But if I mess up, I'm pretty sure he's going to redeem me. He's not going to fire me. He's going to redeem me. He's going to say, okay, what did we learn? And we'll all learn from it, and we'll move on.
Sure.
That's how you you have a positive environment, isn't it?
Yes. And if an employee knows that the boss has his or her well-being at heart, it's easier to take those risks.
Right. Which is the opposite of a gotcha.
Thank you. Yes, it's the opposite of I gotcha. But there are people out there that are always looking for what people are doing wrong because there's some fundamental misunderstanding about what a leader's role is.
They think that's management, don't they? Catching somebody doing something wrong.
Some people do. Yeah.
Some people do. That's not even 20th century. That's 19th century.
That's 19th century management. I'm glad you brought that up. Absolutely. That's the old industrial way of looking for the part that's wrong instead of all the 99.9% of the parts that are right.
Joanna, I need your website one more time,
necessary.
Please.
It is returnonhappiness.com and positiveenergizer.com.
Joanna, let's do 20 more. What do you think?
Hello? 20 more years?
Hello?
I'm here.
All right.
I'm with you.
Good. Let's do it.
I'm with you. 20 more years, you're on, Jim.
Thanks for the last 20. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, and thank you.
Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't do without her. She'll be back another day, I promise. And we'll work on that 21st anniversary first. I got to go for just a minute. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.